Her name is Amy Smedley. She's from a business called Studio S2. She is an interior designer all the way from Adelaide. Hello, Amy.
Hello, how are you?
Really great, thanks. You did the interior for the new Visitors Information Centre.
I did. It's such a great space. I'm so proud of it.
Okay, so you actually, talk us through the process. How did you get approached to actually do it, or did you tender it, or how did it happen?
Yeah, so we are specialist tourism architects. So we travel right around Australia doing little projects like this and really big projects as well. And Claire approached me because we do a lot of visitor centres and said, we'd love for you to do something really special for Eden. So we did some interviews and we did some chats with the staff and the board of Eden Tourism Centre and said, right, we think we understand what Eden is, and came up with this design. And I think everyone's really, really pleased with how it's come up, and it really does tell the story of Eden.
Oh, I love it. I went for a walk through before. I'm just like, oh, my goodness, all the just the little bits and pieces are just so thoughtful and beautiful.
Yeah, I think it's just a beautiful space.
So how long have you been an interior designer for?
So I'm actually an architect, so I've been nearly 20 years since I graduated architecture school.
Were you were you an unusual architect, like being a female 20 years ago?
We all graduated about 50-50 in the class.
Okay.
But since then it's probably only about 20% female now, and only about 1% female directors. So I own my business.
Yeah.
I'm a bit unusual that way.
What an interesting occupation.
Yeah. I'm so lucky to be in tourism and to be able to travel all over Australia. And I wake up in the most incredible places. I've been woken up on the beach in Ceduna, right on the coast, and I've woken up in the middle of regional Victoria in the vineyard. So I've had some incredible experiences.
And what do you prefer? Do you still prefer planning on paper or computer these days?
Oh, I do a lot of both.
Yeah.
There's a fair bit of my process is sketching and then finding a photo and saying, is that, how am I going to represent that, and putting it all together and sort of by hand and by representation. So
can you tell us in a bit of a nutshell what the criteria for the interior of the new Visitors Information Centre, what were your guidelines, I guess?
So we needed something that could really make the product sing. I think it's really important to show what Eden is and how beautiful it can be, and what that regional produce is. And we had a lot of glass to work with, so that was really important, sort of two-faced, how are we going to get shelving into that space and make it beautiful. We've got an incredible building to work with, so we've taken some inspiration from the timber and the steel detailing and things like that, and if you have a look closely at the shelves, they're all detailed in that same way as the building. And the other thing is about Eden that it's this deep, natural wonderland, and we really wanted to talk to that depth of beautiful natural environment.
Yeah. So I think you've done it.
Yeah, good.
So when you do it, so you do the design and everything, then you send it off, it all gets approved, the builders build it.
Yep.
Do you get to see every project in its entirety at the finish, like the physical building?
Yeah. I make the effort. I don't know that every designer does, but I certainly, you know, the beauty of designing for me is actually being able to see it used like it is today, and people engaging with it, and the staff saying to me, I love this space, and you know, so what's it for if not to get that thrill at the end?
And when you first walked through it, how did you feel?
Oh, it's straight out of my head. Claire was amazing. She's absolutely stuck to the guidelines, and it just, even the pot plants are in the place that I drew them in the drawing, so it's spectacularly like what's in my head, and that's pretty amazing.
Does it make you feel emotional?
A little bit, yeah. I was really excited driving up here as we came into Eden that first day, and I thought, wow, I'm about to walk into my head, you know.
Isn't that beautiful?
It is pretty special.
And for you to actually make the effort to come from Adelaide tells me a lot about the sort of professional that you are.
Yeah, I think that probably describes a lot about what we are. I've brought my husband, who's the other part of, he's the other director at Studio S2, but my kids as well, and they've had a ball travelling the road and seeing Australia as well. So we're pretty lucky to do what we do.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for sharing. It's been an absolute pleasure chatting with you today, and congratulations on a great job.
Thank you very much.
Well done.